Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
Here we go again. It's time for the staycation set up with the Morning Mess. We got Talia on the line from Chandler. She thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her because he disappeared. This is all we read from the email, Talia. Is he a magician? Like, what do you mean he disappeared?
Well, he wasn't where he said he was. My boyfriend, Vincent, and some of his friends, they meet up every Thursday at this casino that's literally right by our places.
Uh-huh.
And we don't live together, but we live on the same side of town. And they go to watch whatever game is on. They play some poker. And they started doing this a couple months ago, like, this is a way to keep in touch and catch up with each other, I guess.
Right.
It's like bro time, which I thought was nice, whatever. But I've gone maybe once or twice. Like, to be honest, I'd just rather be home on a Thursday night after a long day at work. So
feel you.
That's
the last few months, he's been going by himself. And last week, just like clockwork, he told me he was going to be at the casino. So, like, I knew where he was going to be Thursday night. And I don't know. Like, I got the itch. I, like, you know, my hair looked good and I look good. So I was like, oh, I'll stop at the casino and see him, maybe grab a bite to eat. You know, like, I was kind of feeling it. So I show up. He's nowhere. And I saw his group of friends and they didn't seem to be alarmed at all that I was there, you know, and like I asked them where he was. And I guess he had said that he was staying in to them. And I told them, I was like, he told me he'd be here.
Oh, wait.
And their faces their faces were all like, oh, crap. You know, like he's lying and I caught him in a lie and I had no idea where he was. Neither did they. And I kept calling him and went straight to voicemail. And so I went to his place. He wasn't there. Like, this man went ghost and he's being weird. But like, I was concerned for a second. I was like, okay, well, what if something actually happened?
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I'm like worried now. And then I got a hold of him the next day. He said he went to visit his parents who live all the way across town. But if that's the case, like, why would he lie about it and not tell me or his friends? Like, why would he just send one of my parents, right?
Right.
And his phone going straight to voicemail, such a red flag. And he just kept saying his phone died. I don't believe any of it. It's just so weird. And I'm like,
I never thought before
something would be up, but something's up.
Right. Okay. So obviously, you know this part of the show. I'm familiar with it. We will call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay to see who he will put on that reservation. Hopefully, your name, Talia. Do you suspect anybody?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, there's nobody in our lives who, like, I have no, like, I never thought, like, I didn't show up at the casino to check on him. I was, like, showing up because I was like, hey, and so I'm
nothing.
Like,
right. Have you ever tried the boxer test?
Oh, here we go.
Dude, give it up. Please don't ask.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There she is. She asked. So, Talia, and this is for any ladies. Listen, if you suspect your man of cheating, make sure you do the boxer test. When he jumps in the shower, he's taking a nap, take a big whiff of his boxers.
No.
If it smells off.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. If his pH balance is off.
Oh, my God.
Then you know.
Stop.
Feel free to not listen to him.
Telling you. 90% of the time, it works 100%
time.
Yeah,
stupid.
It works every time. All right. Well, what the hell with it? The hell with the boxer test? We'll just still do the staycation setup. It's a ratings generator. So, Talia, we just need his number and we'll set him up, okay?
Okay.
Haters. Ready, Sienna?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Vincent?
This is he.
Hi, Vincent. My name is Selena, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not interested.
Are you sure? What if I told you we would put you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package?
Is this free? Like...
Yeah, so the way it works is we're actually new to the scene, and we just want to get our name out there, so all we ask in return is for a Google or Yelp review. Other than that, it is all on us.
All right.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Vincent. I'm so excited to set this up for you. Something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we actually write a sweet or saucy note to the guest you will be bringing with you. I can give you a moment to think about it.
I want to feel you all up.
Okay, that is a good saucy note. Well, good thing you will be having our honeymoon package for that. Let me go ahead and write that down. All right, Vincent, the most important question here now is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Gemma.
So that's where you were when I couldn't find you. Okay, I know enough.
Hello?
We're good.
Yeah.
Hello?
So Vincent, really quick, we do legally got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess with your girlfriend Talia on the line with you.
You're caught now. You can start explaining if you want.
There's nothing to explain.
You need to
explain to me what's going on here.
You're live on the radio. You're a fucking cheater.
Okay, I'm going to need you to calm down and don't call me a cheater if you don't know anything about the situation.
I don't know.
I'm
asking you to explain it.
So explain right now.
You explain
right now.
Explain in front of these assholes.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Why did we? This is the only opportunity I'm going to give you to explain yourself. So if you're not going to take it, then I'm not giving you another chance. Were you at another bitch's house?
I told you I was visiting my parents, okay?
You're fucking lying. I showed up to the casino. You weren't there. Even when you told me where you were going to be and you told your friends you were staying home. Like, you can't even keep up with your own lie.
I was trying to be sneaky. I wasn't trying to be sneaky, okay? I just didn't want to be bothered.
That's a new one.
Okay, yeah. That's being the case, which I don't fucking believe. Like, why did you put that name down? Who is she?
She's just someone I met at the casino. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, there it is. The confession. You got it. Okay.
Okay.
It's pretty serious when you put some girl you meet at the casino for a romantic giveaway or whatever. You write her a gross note like that. Like, I thought I could trust you to go, like, hang out with your friend. Instead, you find somebody else because you can't keep it in your pants. So whoever this bitch is, good luck.
You're trying to make me out to be a bad guy. I'm not going to let you do that, especially when you don't have all the facts, okay? So
I have all the facts that I need. You're a piece of shit. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
You know what? You need to just... What?
What? What do I need to do? What do I need to do?
Whatever. You know what? I'll talk to you off air, all right?
I don't know.
I don't think we're going to... We don't need to. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't even know right now.
Well, he hung up, so obviously he got caught up. He did admit to it that he met this girl, so he admitted that he was cheating.
And not to instigate, but I guess the friends aren't that great of friends if he met him at the casino.
I didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah.
I
got to be the girl's girl here.
The guys are going to lie for a guy.
Always. And you can always resort to, I don't know.
Yeah. Talia, it's what you expected.
Yeah. I thought for sure. I was just part of me was just hoping that it wouldn't be this, you know.
Right.
Well, you handled it well.
Yes.
I mean, you turned it up.
You let him have it, and I'm glad you did because he deserved it.
I can't even, like, I don't even know how long this has been going on. Obviously, his friends didn't know. I don't guess not. I don't
they
know.
They probably knew, but they're not going to rat on their friends. I mean, they're your friends.
He said he met her at the casino.
Well, just sleep with one of his friends.
That's
get
what
one
I'm
of
saying.
His friends. Go
get
all
you,
in.
Yeah, get you a new dealer.
Yeah.
I don't need friends.
You don't.
Friends, so.
Okay. You're kind of like our friends at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. You do you. You know
you
what I mean?
You do
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
The best advice you could ever get. You
yeah.
do you.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Well, I do have counseling services for you if you'd like to take them, and you and I can talk about that off air if that's something you're interested in.
I don't know.
Damn, she gave you attitude. You saw that?
No, she didn't. She's going through a tough time. Don't instigate, okay?
The Morning Mess.
Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.